A bank CEO once told me his HR team had recruiting covered. When I asked if they were hiring amazing talent, his silence said everything. Most leaders treat recruiting like office supplies, necessary but administrative. Yet in today's economy, the company with superior talent doesn't just win, it dominates. Jerome Terniec spent 3 decades revolutionizing recruitment, from launching Eastern Europe's first recruitment agency to building smart recruiters, now used by millions globally. Companies like Visa and Adidas treat his book, Hiring Success, as required reading because they understand a fundamental truth. When capital and technology are accessible to everyone, people become your only real competitive edge. McKinsey called it back in 1997, the war for talent defines business success. Most companies are still showing up with outdated weapons. Replace Cristiano Ronaldo with an average player and watch ticket sales collapse, merchandise revenue plummet, and team performance crater. One person can transform an entire organization. The same holds true in business. Who you hire fundamentally defines your capability, culture, and competitive advantage. The productivity gap is staggering. In high-complexity roles like software development and strategic leadership, superior employees deliver up to 800% more productivity than average workers. Even in medium-complexity jobs like sales, top performers achieve 85% higher output. In low-complexity operational roles, the best still deliver 50% more value. Replace just 20% of average workers with superior talent, and that 3-year project finishes in under 1 year. The impact compounds as high performers mentor others and raise standards across teams. Two forces collide to create today's talent crisis. Job specialization has exploded. Our ancestors chose from 3 career paths. Today's workers navigate millions of specialized roles. Cybersecurity alone faces a 3.5 million worker shortage by 2025. By 2030, an 85 million person gap could cost $8 trillion in lost revenue, equivalent to Germany and Japan's combined GDP. Employee tenure has collapsed to 4.5 years on average. Younger workers stay just 2 years. For a 10,000 employee company, that means hiring 5,000 people annually just to maintain headcount. Even tech giants offering 6-figure salaries struggle. Nearly 3/4 of employees consider leaving within their first year. The gig economy has rewritten the rules. Nearly 57 million Americans now freelance, up 36% since 2015. Remote work tools enable companies to hire globally. Job posts mentioning flexibility jumped 78% since 2016, and 58% of workers would leave if forced back to offices full-time. Yet 77% of Fortune 500 executives believe they don't hire great people. Modern recruiting has broken through increased complexity, over-reliance on automated systems, and misguided focus on faster and cheaper metrics. Unfilled positions cost $53,000 annually in lost productivity. The technology sector alone loses $20 billion yearly due to vacant roles. Exceptional hiring rests on 3 pillars. First, candidate experience matters. Treat candidates like customers. Companies using marketing approaches, advertising, content, referrals, direct sourcing, simultaneously attract talent and strengthen their brand. Poor experiences hurt both. Over 40% of candidates with negative interactions reduce purchases from those companies. Second, hiring manager collaboration is essential. Strong partnerships begin with detailed job descriptions and continue through interviews. Recruiters fill the pipeline, managers close the deal. Without alignment, recruiters deliver mismatched candidates while managers complain without providing clear guidance. Third, recruiter productivity demands robust technology. For high-volume hiring, recruiters need comprehensive platforms with end-to-end management, global compliance, third-party integrations, and AI-powered intelligence. Without modern tools, recruiters waste time on administration instead of building relationships. When these pillars align, organizations create a virtuous cycle. Candidates accept offers more frequently, managers select top talent effectively, and recruiters keep pipelines flowing. Traditional recruiting metrics like time to hire and cost per hire encourage rushing hires or cutting corners. Forward-thinking organizations track three metrics that align recruiting with business outcomes. Hiring budget represents total recruiting cost divided by new hire payroll, typically 5 to 15%. Successful organizations view this as strategic investment. Google employs 8 times more recruiters per employee than typical Fortune 500 companies, enabling them to consistently attract world-class talent and out-innovate across search, advertising, AI, and autonomous vehicles. Apple, Netflix, and Amazon similarly treat recruiting excellence as strategic. Hiring velocity measures the percentage of jobs filled on time. Organizations above 80% maintain healthy progression. Those at 50% struggle with delayed projects and missed opportunities. Net hiring score provides a quality metric from negative 100 to plus 100, measuring job fit by subtracting poor fits from great fits. One technology company discovered their negative score despite meeting velocity targets. They were rushing inadequate hires. By increasing hiring budget and improving quality, they raised their score from negative 20 to plus 60 within 6 months. Finding good candidates is fundamentally a marketing challenge. When leaders complain about talent shortages, they're facing the same problem as CMOs seeking customers. The solution? Apply strategic marketing principles, sophisticated targeting, compelling messaging, and data-driven optimization. Segment your talent market by impact and scarcity into 4 categories. Unicorns, high impact, high scarcity, can transform your business. Think chief data scientists with specialized industry expertise. Specialists, low impact, high scarcity, need niche skills but don't directly drive outcomes. Professionals, high impact, low scarcity, significantly impact performance and draw from larger pools. Core, low impact, low scarcity, support operations through standardized roles. Each segment demands different approaches. Unicorns require direct sourcing and executive outreach. Specialists respond to targeted content. Professionals connect through advertising and referrals. Core positions rely on job boards. Track metrics like candidate to interview ratios. If applications take over 2 minutes, you lose 80% of candidates. Apply marketing fundamentals. Acquire, qualify, nurture, convert. Atlassian's We're Coming for Your Geeks European bus tour went viral, generating thousands of developer applications. Employee referrals remain powerful yet underutilized. Each employee connects to 500 people, meaning a 1,000-person company accesses 500,000 potential candidates. Referred candidates show superior cultural fit, perform better, and are 30% less likely to quit, explaining why companies like Salesforce derive over half their hires from referrals. Most hiring failures stem from attitude, not skills. 90% of bad hires trace to personality issues. Focus on must-achieves rather than impossible must-haves by identifying traits that drive success in specific tasks. Performance-based scorecards evaluate candidates on attitude and potential, not just technical credentials. Structured interviews with precise questions outperform casual conversations. Assemble 3 perspectives: hiring manager, peer, and adjacent department representative. Use cards-down feedback, where interviewers submit assessments independently to prevent groupthink. One telecom company increased revenue per call by 74% using personality benchmarking against top performers. Memorable offers create emotional connection. Spotify sent a candidate an offer as a playlist titled We Need You. Atlassian adds personalized touches like concert tickets. Always follow written offers with personal calls. The acceptance to start period is critical. Over 25% of new hires back out. Successful pre-boarding maintains engagement through continuous contact and team connections. Diverse teams drive profitability. Gender-diverse executive teams are 21% more likely to exceed profitability benchmarks. Ethnically diverse teams, 33% more likely. Yet 95% of S&P 500 CEOs remain white men. Meaningful progress requires executive commitment. Source diverse candidates with inclusive language, reduce bias through diverse panels and structured scorecards, and build genuine inclusion, because diversity without inclusion is meaningless. The recruiting landscape is transforming. Universal online profiles will replace resumes with blockchain-validated information. The Glassdoor effect is making company culture transparent. Within a decade, candidates will access manager ratings, diversity metrics, and benefits instantly. Personal AI headhunters will search continuously, while AI-powered tools accelerate matching and outreach. Yet, the human element remains essential. The best organizations combine AI efficiency with human judgment, creating processes both scientific and deeply personal. Here's the truth. You are who you hire. Every person either elevates or diminishes your capability. Every hiring decision either strengthens or weakens your culture. The companies winning today aren't those with the best products or most capital. They're the ones with the best people. The solution requires a fundamental shift. Attract enough great candidates to avoid settling, create collaborative evaluation processes leveraging diverse perspectives, and maintain the discipline to never hire a maybe. Treat recruiting as your most critical strategic capability. The war for talent isn't coming, it's here. The only question is whether you'll fight it with the seriousness it demands.